From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Last week's terrorist attack in Barcelona could have been much worse. Police in Spain say they found more than 120 gas canisters in a house in Alcanar, where suspects of this past week's twin assaults in Spain were believed to be building bombs for one or more attacks in Barcelona. The police chief of the Catalonia region told journalists we're starting to see clarity that house was the place where they were preparing explosives for one or more attacks on Barcelona. On the eve of the attack, an explosion had occurred at the house about 200 kilometers south of the city, and police believe it was detonated in error by the suspected jihadist. Two attacks on pedestrians Thursday and Friday in Barcelona and nearby Cambrils left 14 dead and over 120 wounded. A mass in honor of the victims of Spain's vehicle attacks was held at Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Basilica. Cardinal Joan Josep Omella, the Archbishop of Barcelona, welcomed families of the victims, representatives of Catalonia's Muslim community, as well as Spain's royals and top government officials to the mass. In his homily, he said the presence of so many people was a beautiful mosaic of unity to work for a common objective of peace, respect, fraternal coexistence, and love. Finland observed a minute of silence Sunday for the victims of a stabbing attack that left two people dead in what's being investigated as that country's first ever terror attack. Another eight people were wounded in the stabbing spree on Friday in the southwestern port city of Turku. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq launched a military operation Sunday morning to retake Tal Afar, a town west of Mosul, from Islamic State militants. In a televised announcement of the offensive, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told the occupiers, "You either surrender or die." Iraq and U.S. military officials estimate about 2,000 IS militants are holed up in Tal Afar. Coalition forces had increased airstrikes on the town ahead of the ground assault, forcing thousands of civilians to flee. Tal Afar is one of the last Iraqi areas held by IS following the July liberation of Mosul, about 80 kilometers to the east. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he's satisfied with the progress the Trump administration went through to formulate its new strategy for Afghanistan, but he declined to provide details. He spoke with reporters on his plane on his way to Amman, Jordan.
The president has made a decision, as he said. He wants to be the one to announce it to the American people, so I'll stand silent until that point.
Trump said Saturday his administration has decided how to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. One day after meeting at the Camp David presidential retreat with his national security team, Trump tweeted, "Important day spent at Camp David with our very talented generals and military leaders. Many decisions made, including on Afghanistan." He provided no details then either. Trump Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Friday a new strategy would protect American interests in the South Asian region and details would be forthcoming. The U.S. Defense Department approved a plan months ago to send about 3,800 additional troops to assist the Afghan army, but some White House officials questioned whether more resources would be effective. Saudi Arabia says Qatar has refused to allow its airplanes to land in Doha to transport Qatari Muslims to Mecca for the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Saudi media quotes the Saudi Arabian Airlines Director General Salah Al-Jasser as saying that the airline has thus far been unable to schedule flights to transport Qatari pilgrims from Hamad International Airport to Doha, as Qatari authorities have not allowed the aircraft to land. Saudi Arabia last week reopened its border with Qatar for Muslim pilgrims and said it would transport Qataris to Mecca, 3 months into a diplomatic crisis that has seen Riyadh cut all ties with Doha over allegations that the Emirates supported Islamist extremists. Thousands of supporters of three jailed young democracy activists took to the streets of Hong Kong Sunday to protest their sentences. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.